Welcome to the Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro.
Carol out Christmas, an upside down Christmas, the snow is not falling and trees are not bare. Carol the summer and welcome the Christ child, warm in our sunshine and sweetness of air. Sing unto the gold and the green and the sparkle, water and river and lure of the beach. Sing in the happiness of open spaces, sing a nativity summer can reach. Shepherds and musterers move over hillsides, finding not angels but sheep to be shorn. Wise ones make journeys whatever the season, searching for signs of the truth to be born. Right side up Christmas belongs to the universe, made in the moment a woman gives birth. Hope is the Jesus gift, love is the offering, everywhere, anywhere, here on the earth. Carol our Christmas, an upside down Christmas, snow is not falling and trees are not bare. Carol the summer and welcome the Christ child, warm in our sunshine and sweetness of air.
Good afternoon, listeners. Today you're with Philippa. Now the crimson Pohutukawa trees are in full bloom. I'm looking forward to Christmas and the promise of another long, hot Kiwi summer, of lazy days at the beach, balmy evenings, and the nocturnal chorus of cicadas, signalling summer has finally arrived. This is the time we catch up with those relatives and friends we haven't seen for a while. In the past, Christmas on this side of the world in New Zealand would be a very different experience for those newly arrived from Britain after a long sea voyage. Pohutukawa blossoms and native fernery would now replace holly and ivy as decorative symbols of Christmas, and keeping in touch with family and friends at home would be of even greater importance. The volume of Christmas cards and parcels between New Zealand and Britain ensured a golden age for the New Zealand Postal Service that extended well beyond the mid-20th century. Christmas cards first arrived in the mid-1800s. The custom of sending Christmas cards was started in the UK in 1843 by Sir Henry Cole, a senior civil servant, but it took many decades for the Christmas card phenomenon to increase in popularity throughout the UK and the United States. Nowadays, sadly, the sending of Christmas cards seems to be on the wane. Personally, I think a thoughtfully chosen card with a handwritten message inside is still a great way to keep in touch and helps to maintain those friendships we value. I should mention how some of the Christmas traditions we now take for granted came about. The familiar Christmas tree, for instance, originated in Germany in the 17th century. German settlers introduced the tree to America in the 18th century. It was also taken to England by German merchants, but did not become popular until Queen Victoria and Prince Albert introduced it at Windsor Castle in 1841. On Christmas Eve, all over the world, children hang their stockings and eagerly await the arrival of Santa Claus. In early Victorian days of 19th century England, hanging stockings from the mantelpiece or bedpost became a custom. Saint Nicholas used to ride from Spain on a horse and put presents in clogs and wooden shoes. Leather-laced shoes could not easily be filled, so English and American children hung up their stockings instead. As both boys and girls wore long, heavy cotton and wool socks over their knees, there was plenty of room to hold goodies. There was always a small new coin on the toe, followed by an orange, the first a symbol of wealth, and the second a symbol of the return of the sun the coming year. Simple Christmas paper crackers were popular in France before the invention of the explosive bonbon. Gold or silver paper was loosely wrapped around small candies and tied each end with a ribbon. A paper hat was always featured in the crackers of England, Australia, and New Zealand. This was a relic of dressing up in disguise at festival. Christmas carols instantly evoke the mood of Christmas for all of those who hear them. The word carol has a disputed history, but it probably comes from the old French term for a ring dance. The Twelfth Night is the last day of Christmas. Nowadays, it is the day on which we take down the decorations. As its name tells us, it is the 6th of January, just 12 days after Christmas Day. I always look forward to Christmas pudding, especially the ceremony of pouring brandy over the pudding and setting it alight. Then, the delight of finding a silver coin or sixpence inside your serving of pud. Finding a Christmas coin in your slice of pudding is believed to bring good luck, and especially wealth, in the coming year. This lovely tradition may date back as early as the 1300s, when a dried pea, or sometimes a small silver coin or ring, was baked into a Twelfth Night cake. Christmas, or plum pudding, originated as a 14th century porridge called frumenti that was made of beef and mutton with raisins, currants, prunes, wines and spices. This would often be more like soup and was eaten as a fasting meal in preparation for the Christmas festivities. By 1595, frumenti was slowly changing into plum pudding, having been thickened with eggs, breadcrumbs, dried fruit, and given more flavour with the addition of beer and spirits. Sometimes brandy was poured over the pudding that was then set alight. It became the customary dessert around 1650. But in 1664, the Puritans banned it as a bad custom. Thankfully, in 1714, King George I re-established it as part of the Christmas meal. By Victorian times, Christmas puddings had changed into something similar to the ones that are eaten today. To finish, I would like to read a few accounts of Christmas in New Zealand in the past. A.J. Barrington, gold prospector, in 1863, had this to say. Turned out at daylight. Got back to the tent by 5 p.m., where we had a plum duff boiling. Tapped a brandy bottle, which we had brought up for the occasion. Made tea, cooked 4 Maori hens, and had a jolly afternoon. That ended Christmas Day. This from Lady Barker on Christmas Day, 1866. It is a point of honour to have as little mutton as possible on these occasions, as the greater treat is the complete change of fare. I only ventured to introduce it very much disguised as curry or in pies. And this is how Lady Barker remembered Christmas in New Zealand in 1870. As the notes of the Christmas anthem swelled up, I found the tears trembling in my eyes. My overwhelming thought was that it actually was the very first time those words had ever been sung or said in that valley. You in England can hardly realize the immensity of such a thought. This from a settler's wife in 1899. Plum pudding and mincemeat had to be made, and the Boer War filled our thoughts. I do like this quote from Anthony Trollope on his New Zealand visit in 1872. I must specially observe one point as to which the New Zealand colonist far outpasses his Australian rival. He is very fond of getting drunk. I'm going to hand over to Nancy now, but before I do, I would like to wish our listeners a very happy Christmas and an enjoyable and relaxing New Year. But before I do hand over to Nancy, I would like to play Away in a Manger.
Thanks, listeners, for being with us this year. It's been a bit difficult for us both, being unable to do recordings at Planet FM, but all of that will alter next year and we will be back to norm. So I'd just like to wish you all the very, very best Christmas and a very great New Year. Thank you. Bye.
Not on a snowy night, by star or candlelight, nor by an angel band, there came to our dear land. Te Hare Mui, Te Hare Mui, summer day within a quiet bay. The Maori people heard the great and glorious word. Te harinui, te harinui, te harinui, glad tidings of great joy. The people gathered round upon the grassy ground and heard the preacher say, I'll bring to you this day. Te harinui, te harinui, te harinui, glad tidings of great joy. Now in this blessed land, united heart and hand, we praise the glorious birth and sing to all the earth. Te harinui, te
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. We would like to thank our sponsor, Club Modern Auckland. We will keep you informed of all future exciting and glamorous events to be held by Club Modern. For more information, email clubmodern, M-O-D-E-R-N-E, auckland@gmail.com, or contact Kay Coleman at 021-424-820. Bye for now.